Maria Stark and Carmen Crowe are a performing duo with a mission to connect audiences to forces within themselves. They call themselves Scarlet Crowe and sing what they call enchanting songs of mystic folklore and urban Avalon-inspired prose. They're performing tonight on Maui, and Maria is on the line from there. Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Good to talk to you. All right, all right. You've certainly got your own approach to music, the two of you, and I wondered how it all came together.
Oh, well, Carmen and I have been playing music together in the same sort of circle of songwriters for many years, probably 7 years now.
Uh-huh.
And 2 years ago, we decided that we wanted to do a tour together just to support each other, learn each other's songs. And what emerged from that as we started talking about the tour and dreaming about it is that a whole council of women came together and started really asking, you know, why would we want to do this and how could our community benefit? And from there, it just, this project emerged and these opportunities to have really much deeper conversations with our audience and our community started happening, and it's just kind of taken off on with a life of its own.
What's a kind of an example of a deeper conversation? Where do you like to be able to go with an audience?
Well, one of the original conversations we were both having is that we were kind of living in a community that's really into the new age goddess culture, like mm-hmm. the goddess rising on the planet.
Sure.
And both Carmen and I, for whatever reason, sort of were having an allergy on some level to that, those words, goddess.
I hear you, yeah.
Sacred feminine. But we also were in deep respect and reverence for balancing the feminine. And so that was one conversation we were having with groups of people, you know, what is it like to be immersed in sort of this language of goddess emergent culture? How is that working? What's the benefit of that? Where is it still sort of thin? How are the men in response to that? You know, kind of just peeking under the curtain a little bit because,
well, clearly, Maria, some things about that trouble you. What kind of things?
Well, I was just, my own feeling was I was wanting more. I was wanting to understand. I was having conversations with my brother and the men in my life that were wanting to be supportive of women and coming into their power. And, you know, especially with the Women's March, there's so much energy for the rise of the feminine voice. But a lot of the men that I were talking to were still feeling maybe disconnected in a way where they still have their own process and wounding, or maybe they were encountering women that were not able to reach into their heart with what they were needed. And there was just sort of like, I don't know, there was like a communication barrier that was
as if it were
active.
As if it were kind of almost an isolationist movement in a sense.
Yeah, well, I was I studied a little bit the feminist movement. You know, it's a very important movement in the 60s and 70s. And then really curious about the backlash. You know, what changed from that, and where has there been sort of a pushing away of that relationship, and where is there still bridges to be built in the relationship between men and women inside of this greater conversation of balance?
All of that gives your music a great deal of weight you're really looking for your songs to be about something. And Mary, I want to play just a quick sample of one of your tunes just to ask you about it. It's called Unstoppable Joy. Let's just hear a few seconds of that.
Sure.
Well, that's a pretty clear message, isn't it, Maria?
I think the core of, I think one of the reasons I make music, my history is in, or my background is in music therapy.
Uh-huh.
And so really using music to build a bridge of relation between people, and at the center of that work is really how do we access our innate joyful nature even if we're processing a lot of really intense things going on in the world, that there is a power of our, like, I think that, like, we all have a core that is capable of so much beauty and pleasure and joy, and I think that that has an unstoppable quality to really raise the spirits of the planet.
And music is a pretty good way to get to it, isn't it, Maria?
I think so. You know, I think it accesses this part of our subconscious, and it relates to our cognitive capacity in a way where it has a magic to it. It's like it connects us to our body, it connects us to our rhythm, it connects us to our heartbeat, it connects us to things that are unseen, and it's a mood changer, and it creates all of these endorphins in our brain. Music is a magical wielding thing, and it's so pure. You know, it comes from this pure, right. I think, like, we innately as musical beings have this drive, and that when we are immersed in music, we can't help but respond in a way. And so I think it's an incredibly powerful vehicle for sharing and growing and building community. And
it kind of gets by all the barriers our minds put up to keep things like that out, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, let's hear a real quick fragment. Let's hear a real quick fragment of a song called Crossroads.
You leave this road behind you, far enough, no one catches your trail.
Now that sounded to me more personal, Maria. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, that song Crossroads is deeply personal. It was sort of the biggest harvest that I took away from the ending of a relationship that really meant a lot to me. And it was like that was the final kind of song that came from that experience.
Interesting use of the word harvest. It's something to be gotten out of just about any kind of experience, yeah?
Yeah, I think that, you know, and that's another reason I like music, because I think that if I write a song about an experience, I can sort of wrap it up in a piece of poetry, and then I can see it outside of myself rather than being so, like, inside of it.
Makes sense.
And it helps. Yeah.
Well, Maria, thanks very much for talking with us, and I appreciate getting to hear a little bit of your music. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Chris.
Sure. Maria Stark and Carmen Crow are a performing duo called Scarlet Crow. They'll be performing tonight at the Temple of Peace in Haiku, Maui.